This is a Rain rerun from the fall of 2003.
Beginning in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is the Rain Report. I'm Angelo Polveri, KA9CSO. This week, Amateur Radio Newsline aired its 1,374th consecutive newscast in celebration of its 900th newscast on November 11, 1994. Rain founder-producer Hap Hawley, KC9RP, together with Amateur Radio Newsline's longtime editor and producer Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, produced a two-part retrospective about Newsline's early days. In 1979, this weekly ham radio news program was known as the Westlink Radio Network. Last time, we heard from Jim Hendershot, WA6VQP, who started it all in 1977 while living in Sylmar, California. In 1979, then NBC field reporter Alan Call, W6RCL, joined the Westlink staff. Alan talked about the early days of Westlink radio with Bill Pasternak.
When I was able to travel to some far and distant places like Bangkok on a story about boat people, to Tehran on a story about the American hostages in 1979, we found that we could get some stuff into the newscast that was really interesting that people wouldn't find out about anywhere else. The World Amateur Radio Conference had been meeting, and it was covered extensively in Bangkok, of all places. There were reports on the BBC, and we were able to get stuff long before it ever appeared in print in any other American publications. And in Tehran, during those early days of the American hostage crisis, in the first month or two, I met a ham that had been living in Tehran, operating clandestinely, sort of explained what was going on, the kind of fears that radio amateurs had, the fact that it was impossible to bring a radio into the country with a BFO so that you could receive Morse code unless you had special permission from the government. So it was quite an interesting sort of travelogue, and those are some of the things that we were able to pass on to our listeners. The early days themselves were sort of hectic because the newscasts would kind of get put together on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday night in the studios of NBC. Bill Ornstein, KH6IAF, was the audio engineer at KNBC Radio, and I frequently did the recording of the newscast. Bill produced it, and we would gather in the office in the wee hours, 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night, and sort of assemble the newscast. Bill had it all written out. I'd sometimes rewrite stuff that I felt more comfortable with reading mine than his writing, and we would put it together, doing one, two, three, four takes, picking sound sometimes as we went along, and sometimes Bill would have it prepared for us. Then Bill Ornstein would edit it all in. Sometimes on the fly, we'd get out of there maybe 1 o'clock in the morning, and Bill Pasternak would take the tape home. I think we had one machine then. He'd set it up, get it started, and then whoever wanted to dial in could get the Westlink Amateur Radio News. In those early days, we were not only building sort of a listenership, but we were also building a stable of correspondents literally around the world that came to serve us and amateur radio very well. We didn't really realize how starved the world was for news about ham radio. At once, several repeaters started carrying the program, airing it every week, sometimes in prime time, sometimes three or four times during a week. It was on HF, it was on VHF, and along with the spread of the program airing across the country came sort of the inevitable development of a stable of correspondents. People from all over the world knew a little bit about amateur radio events in their area, and they contributed. They phoned them in, they wrote them and mailed them in, they recorded them on audio tape and shipped them. We had quite a quite a retinue, really. I mean, you could hear on our program, for example, about ham fests in Germany or England, about the events on Radio Nederland, which was quite active in the shortwave listening area. You could hear about ham fests and gatherings all across the country in the United States. And it was sort of the first real indication that there wasn't only news out there, but there was news and a news audience. People who were eager to find out what was going on a weekly basis, and people who were also able to cover things that were going on and share it with the rest of the world. Those early days of the Westlink Amateur Radio News were pretty exciting times.
Do you think that we've changed the way news is looked at in ham radio?
I think we have changed the way that news is looked at in terms of this hobby. There are quite a few sort of varying facets of it that that never got attention before. We tend to get bogged down these days in maybe what's a parallel to the real news business or the other news business. We tend to get sort of almost hard copied, concentrated on stories that emotions, feelings, anger, fear, etc. And there wasn't a lot of that early on. There was sort of a different attitude, and the stuff that made air in the early days was significantly different. Not that it was industry on parade, because it definitely was not, but it was of a different genre. And if there was somebody that was cited by the FCC, it didn't get front page play. If there was a CBR broadcasting illegally, it wasn't quite the dominating news that it seems to be today. Things have changed. Times have changed, and I think a little of the other media have rubbed off on the amateur radio media.
You were the first professional news writer, professional news producer to become involved with it. Jim Henderson was not a professional. I was not. Bill Orenstein was an engineer, not a professional newsman. And as such, you kind of set the stage for what was going to come, set our initial style, which we basically adopted, I guess, the NBC style. Where do you see us going now?
I would see, for lack of a better descriptive phrase, an expanding of the horizons in that there's a time coming when the Westlink Amateur Radio News, Amateur Radio Newsline, or whatever name it has in the future, is likely, for expedience sake, for ease of transmission, and for the convenience of the producer or the producers, to file via email. For example, I belong to several email lists, QRP group, I belong to a DX group, to a CT software contest users group, to a CQ contest forum. And these are mail lists that automatically send a collection of news every day to my email address. And I get 50 to 100 pieces from these four or five lists I subscribe to. Well, it's not hard to imagine that that might be the direction that we're going with the future of the amateur radio newsline. Because when you think about it, instead of sending everything to a central clearinghouse as we are now, or as we did 10 years ago, or 15 years ago, or 900 episodes ago, because there was no place that people could otherwise share information, we had to go through a centralized funnel. The information came to a single location. The newscast was produced, and it was disseminated back out to a wide area, usually via repeaters. Most people heard the news on VHF repeaters. Now, that's not necessarily required. And, interestingly enough, what's happened in the interim is that every man, every woman, they all have the ability to be the producer of this newscast or any other newscast. I presume someday a service like Netcom or CompuServe or Iberica Online, for example, will have something called the Newsline list. And anybody who wants to file to that can file to it. Anybody who wants to make use of that, receiving the email in his or her mailbox, for example, could put together a newscast and read it on his or her repeater. Each newscast would be custom made for each area. Instead of having one newscast that's sort of disseminated to the entire world, using the email server lists, one comprehensive battery of information could be disseminated to the entire world. And anyone who wants to be his or her own editor, his or her own producer, could pick and choose that news which he or she thinks is relevant and serves his or her geographical listening area.
That was Alan Call, W6RCL, the senior producer with NBC Television News Today. In the early 1980s, he was a major player in the evolution of the Westlink Radio Network, known today as the Amateur Radio Newsline. Alan was interviewed for this retrospective in 1994 by Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, Newsline editor and producer since its simplex inauguration atop a hill just outside Los Angeles in 1977.
As a postscript to this rain rerun, Alan Call unfortunately became a silent key just prior to Christmas 2006.
The rain report is copyright 2003. Rain, all rights reserved. Now for Rain founder producer Hap Holly, KC9RP. I'm Angelo Polveri, KA9CSO, wishing you very 73 from all of us at Rain, the Radio Amateur Information Network.